Welcome to the Erica Russo Show, where we dive deep into the realms of personal development, spirituality, and the power of the mind. Join us on a transformative journey as we explore the art of manifesting the life you truly desire, all while listening to your intuition. Join host Erica Russo, intuitive life and business mentor and best-selling author, each week as we'll embark on a quest to uncover the secrets of manifesting abundance, nurturing a resilient mindset, and tapping into the spiritual dimensions that shape our reality. Each episode, we'll bring you insightful discussions, practical techniques, and inspiring stories from experts and seekers alike. Whether you're seeking clarity in your spiritual journey, striving to shift your mindset, or eager to unlock your full potential, this podcast is your guiding light.
What is up, guys? Welcome to the Erica Russo Show. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. I am beyond excited that the universe led you here today to hang out with me. If this is not your first rodeo, if you've been hanging out with me, if you continue to press play and dive in and listen and grow and evolve along with me, I love you. Thank you so much for doing the work and showing up and just supporting this podcast. It really does mean the world to me. If this podcast is helping you, if it's giving you that clarity, that insight, those aha moments, if it's giving you a different perspective and allowing you to shift your focus on things, I'd be eternally grateful if you can head on over to iTunes or now Spotify and leave a review. Those reviews allow me to get this podcast to the ears that need to hear it. And now, more than ever, I think that we can agree this world is a shit show. And I think this wisdom and these conversations that are coming through on this podcast can help a lot of people. Before you go ahead and click submit, make sure you send a screenshot to me at hello@ericarusso.co, no M, and I would love to send you a free gift for supporting this podcast. Now, before we dive into today's topic, come hang out with me on Instagram, guys. I have a ton more value, some intuition tests, and then some there. It is the best place to just keep up on my life, my business, my offerings, and everything that's happening in between. Now, today, I want to talk about this. And again, maybe all of my podcast episodes are like little jabs of tough love, but they always come from a place of love. Please know this. And what I, and today's episode is, don't ask a psychic what your life purpose is, do this instead. Okay. Now, if you don't know me, if you do not know my journey, I am a retired psychic medium. I no longer offer readings. And here's the truth of the matter. I quite literally am an accidental psychic medium. My journey into where I'm at right now started with a daily meditation practice. And it was through this daily meditation practice that spirit began to show up for me. And through that, I just kind of took the next step and I was like, let me develop these psychic and mediumship abilities and see where it gets me. And I was fortunate enough that those abilities got me to beautiful places, connected with great people. I've been fortunate enough to write a best-selling book as well as be featured in Closer Magazine. Which other ones? Montreal Wellness, Influence Eve, and so much more. I've just been really, really grateful for all of those opportunities. But at the end of the day, when it comes to me being a psychic medium, and I will say this until the day I die, I never wanted to give people the answers. I wanted to give them the tools. I wanted to tell them, hey, you know, maybe you should meditate because your mind is racing and you're listening to your ego a little too much. Or, hey, maybe you should try breath work because you're clearly upset. You're clearly healing from something and maybe breath work can help. Or maybe, you know, this, you know, asking these questions aren't really the questions that you should be asking. I never wanted to give people the answers. And the truth is this, whether you want to hear it or not, if you are still looking outside of yourself for the answers, you still have work to do. Now, I'm all for seeking validation for things that you already know, because we are human. I get it. We are absolutely human, and sometimes we get in our heads. But I think deep down, we know the answers to a lot of things. We just don't want to say them out loud. We are afraid of the truth. And going to psychics about what's going to happen with my relationship, or if we're going to get back together, or if I'm going to get the job, or if I'm going to make money in this new business venture. Ultimately, you need to trust yourself and you need to trust the universe, because everything that happens in our life happens for a reason. Every single relationship that comes into our life, maybe we were treated unkindly, maybe we weren't given the respect that we deserved. That's a lesson. That's treating you something that's happening with inside of yourself. Maybe you lack the love that you desire. Maybe you don't have boundaries. Everything and every shit show that we experience is trying to teach us something. And when we go to psychics and we try to get the answers from, just so you know, psychics are regular people too, we're just able to perceive energy, you're still seeking outside of yourself. You're still looking for external validation. And that shows me that it's not necessarily a problem with the situation. It's a problem within you. You're not trusting yourself. You're not able to hold back your personal power. You're not able to fully lean into faith. You're not able to truly and wholeheartedly know that you are going to be okay regardless. And that's why you should not go to a psychic on a hotline or from TikTok and ask them what your life purpose is. Don't you think that something as important as your life purpose should be something that you discover for yourself? Don't you think that putting that in the hands of a complete stranger, that I just feel like that's a little bit dangerous? I've never once asked somebody else what my purpose is, because at the end of the day, I know that my purpose is going to be shown when I'm ready to see it. That's really the truth. When you go searching outside of yourself for the answers and looking for your life purpose in the places where you're not going to find it, all you're going to find is more frustration, which is then going to lead you into a place of disbelief. You're going to lose faith because you're going in circles and you're looking down the wrong roads. You're looking at the dead ends. The true path is the path within. So stop going to other people to find the answers. You need to learn how to trust yourself. And once you begin to trust yourself, you're going to be able to navigate all of life's storms. At the end of the day, you came into this life alone and you're going to leave alone. So putting all your eggs in another person's baskets is not the answer. What you can do now, again, what you can do is this. Instead of looking and hopping from psychic to psychic, asking if he's going to come back, asking what your purpose is, asking if you're going to make money, you really should uncover your soul contract. And that is now, because of the power of the internet, easily done. I will leave a link in the show notes for you where you can use the same system that I use to gather soul contracts. I believe you get 4 for free, or you can come and join me in my Becoming the Masterclass, where you're going to be able to uncover a lot more than just your purpose. My Elevation Academy is live now, and the great thing about this fucking program is it's not just another fucking digital course. It really isn't. You're going to be able to uncover your soul contract. I'm not going to give you a guided meditation where I'm like, oh, ask your guide or ask your higher self what your purpose is. No, I'm going to give you tangible, grounded, step-by-step action steps that you can take that's literally going to give you your soul contract in a PDF form that you can download to your computer, and then you can figure out all of it for yourself. This is a one-of-a-kind program because it's not only going to give you your soul contract, but we're going to uncover aspects of your human design. Okay. And this is not something that I'm going to, you know, spit out my ass. This is quite literally me going like, okay, get your free soul contract here. Now come back here. Look at what your authority is. Go into this Google Drive. Go into this. These are tangible, actionable steps to transform your life. And if you are ready to dive into this right now, I will leave a link where you can grab my free Becoming Masterclass and you can get the ball fucking rolling, because this program is absolutely incredible. Like I said, it's not just your soul contract that you're going to uncover. It's human design, it's breath work, it's activations, it's learning how to regulate your nervous system, it's freaking moon rituals to help you let go of your past. And right now it is at beta pricing. So with that being said, I think I'm done giving you guys a dose of tough love. Please, 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 if there's anything that you take away from this podcast and my content and my teachings, it's that you have everything you need within you. Above all else, you know, a lot of people, and this is a great question. Somebody asked me a couple weeks ago, what's my affiliation? Like, what do I believe in? Do I believe in deities? Do I believe in Christianity? Like, what exactly do I believe in? And the truth is this, above all else, I believe in myself first. I believe that I am a soul having a human experience. I believe that my desires are my breadcrumbs. I believe that sometimes life is going to get rocky and sometimes it's going to get hard, but I believe with every fiber of my being that I will get through all the darkest storms. I believe in myself first, and then I believe in God. So do yourself a favor. Stop looking external. Stop looking at the deities. You are a deity. You are God. Believe in yourself first, and then everything else that you learn and all of the miracles that come on your path are going to be secondary. I love you guys. And remember, trust yourself. Trust the process. And life gets to be good.